This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening. You're with Lynn and Kelvin on the evening edition. And of course, it's Popik Popik. And guys, just FYI, in case you were wondering, in case you were looking for a new vocation, NASA is hiring. So they're looking for astronauts, more specifically. You can find the job posting on Instagram, among other places. And, you know, that really just kind of got us thinking about how and where it is that companies find new talent, not least of which when we are talking about jobs that require very specific skills, right?
Yep.
And we tend to talk about this more from the perspective of employees when they're looking for jobs. I think in the past, we've done quite a few shows on that. So today we wanted to refocus it a little bit on the employer side. How do you actually find these people?
Yeah, so back to NASA, they're actually looking for the next generation of astronauts who will embark on missions to the moon and Mars. That's very exciting. And the posting was made on their Instagram account with the hashtag #bestjobs. And of course, it being one of the best jobs in the world, the competition is quite stiff. The last class of 11 NASA astronauts, which graduated in January this year, were picked from a record-breaking 18,000 applicants.
Yes, and that is, I suppose, no surprise, right? With a posting as glamorous as this, with a
shot from space. How do you beat that?
That's what I'm saying. With an organization. Did you actually look through the Instagram posting? Did you see the photos that accompanied
yes.
it? It's from the space station. You can't get much cooler than that. But I did also think, considering the fact that the requirements are actually pretty stiff, like
yes.
you have to be a citizen of the United States, you have to be a master's holder, I think, at
yes.
the very, very least.
So you have to have a master's degree in STEM, which can also be met by being 2 years into a STEM PhD, or by being a test pilot, which is usually one of the most, the usual paths into being an astronaut.
So it's certainly not easy. But they tend to, they cast a wide net, right? They go all the way out. To my thinking, if you have these sorts of requirements already, you could just sort of go to universities or go to organizations that would already have people who are reasonably qualified
yep.
to do this, as opposed to just telling everybody all about it. And I just wonder whether, you know, what the best avenue is, not for NASA specifically, 18,000 applicants, they're fine. Like they don't have the same problems that other people do. But in terms of, I suppose, any regular company, right? Like when you're looking for a job that has a very specific qualification or a very specific skill set that you require, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah.
Like, should you go to specialist schools, organizations, and advertise there? Or should you just do what NASA did in this case and blast it?
Yeah, you know, for example, if it's related to a STEM field, you know, an unlikely place to do that could be in a fashion magazine, for example. But that might also be interesting, right? Because for so long, it's sort of seen that the science field sort of lacks an understanding of humanity. So if perhaps you wanted to tie that in closely with that role, having that sort of advertisement there might pull in a new set of candidates that you might not have gotten traditionally in the first place. So I think maybe that's sort of in line and has to align with what you are looking for as an employer, whether you want to, in an employee, whether you want to expand that pool or do you want just a steady set of candidates, known factors. So if you're engineering, just go to MIT.
So, yes, I think it absolutely, we're seeing increasingly, I think, either vague or open-ended job posts. Again, we're not talking about the astronauts here. We acknowledge that in order to become an astronaut, you definitely need to have a certain set of qualifications. But in general, when you look at the job space and the jobs, you know, kind of landscape that we're in right now, like you said, there is this increasing appreciation for people who have different skill sets and who cross different formats, different specialities,
yeah.
right, in order to bring those other areas of knowledge into the job. So again, I think how you write your job description is really going to matter, because you have to be able to write it in such a way that somebody who doesn't necessarily match the stated qualifications might still think, no, but I have those skill sets. And maybe there's something about about your organization and me that might be able to find a match despite the fact that I don't have, you know, XYZ.
Yeah, and I guess also as a company, the values you're sort of putting out on your social media channels, right? We're seeing NASA here in this case using Instagram as one medium to look for new candidates. So then, you know, it's also about who then through that number that you see, who follows the NASA accounts, who interacts the most with it, and you know, does that add any value to the job application? And at the same time, also, it's whether or not these channels, then you know, with the idea, the ideals that you put out, is the kind of candidates that you want to appeal to, right? If you happen to be an NGO or a social enterprise, you'll likely also pull in certain kinds of candidates that may respect or share the same values your organization has.
So on that note, as usual on Popik Popik, we kind of hit the ground and asked people what they thought. So firstly, we wanted to know from our little group of respondents, what do you think of people advertising job postings on social media?
Well, social media, I'm not sure if it's a place, the right place to actually post a job. Like, if it were to be me, if I see, like, a job posting, I would kind of be, like, a bit freaked out.
The thing about social media is that anything that is serious is deemed sketchy. For me, I think it's sketchy unless if it's LinkedIn or anything that is professional.
I will trust it, but first I will go and search about the details of the company name, scroll through it, like, look what the company is doing.
For me, I don't trust what they post on the social media because we don't know them. And for me, I just walk in and I prefer the job that my friend recommend to me.
And we also asked this pool of participants how they found their current job.
So I found my job through a website. So the website is dedicated to finding jobs in the startup world.
From my friend.
It's one of my friends. He gave me a phone number of the supervisor, phone number. And then, yeah, I call, interview, and I came here.
Through their official website.
I use this app. It's a job portal. So, yeah, that's quite easy. And it says everything about the company, the benefits, the amenities, like the job description itself.
So on that note, we want to know, how did you find your current job? And also, if you're in the position of hiring, do you think that it's better to cast a wide net or to go very specific when you're looking for, you know, a certain skill set or a certain type of person? Call us and let us know, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this tweet here from Uni.
They're blasting this at least in part for awareness, basically marketing without spending much.
Yeah, and they can afford to do that again because their Instagram has such a huge following. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine that even for people who don't have NASA's pull, you would be able to generate a lot of interest from an intriguing social media post. Like, if you do it in a clever way, if you do it in a way that catches attention, I think that in and of itself can also really serve as marketing for you. And also, depending on what you're trying to put out there, whether you're witty or, you know, a smart organization, whatever, it can convey that.
Well, I always think about successful marketing for jobs would be like those who, was it in Australia where they always advertise the coolest job in the world, which is where you just stay on resorts, stay on islands and go on holidays to review them and act as a tourism ambassador. So those are quite cool because the job itself lends that identity to that post, to the values that you want to bring. But, you know, if let's say you were a more traditional company, I think that might be a bit of a struggle in how you might want to market that.
So tell us what you think. I mean, should job posts go very, very wide as far as possible, or should it be a little more narrow, especially when you're looking for a specific sort of skill set? And also, how did you guys get your current job? Tell us. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us is Indira Nair, founder at Influence 360. Indy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good to be here.
So I think firstly, as we've been saying, we wanted to attack it, I think, more from the point of view of the employer. So as an employer, what is the best approach to hiring?
I think one of the things you always have to think about is relooking the job per se, because sometimes when whoever has left the job, you're not looking to replace a clone. You're not looking to bring somebody exactly like the other person, because the job may have grown, there may be other people in the team or the department who could take on additional roles. So taking a step back and really paying attention to that job description, which may have been written 5 years or 6 years ago, is very, very critical.
Is there a place that's best to look for talent?
When you say a place, what do you mean by that? As in, is there a channel that's the best? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. I think it really depends on the type of job. And, you know, this NASA post that they've put up is really interesting because it makes me, I'm looking at it and thinking, oh, that's very unconventional because it's very specialized. And they're going on Instagram. But, you know, it could be a marketing. It could be about creating awareness that NASA is not just stodgy. So there could be various reasons why they've decided to go so wide. I really, really think it depends on the job. It depends on the organization. Advertising for doctors and social media doesn't make sense at all. But advertising, I mean, putting out a recruitment ad for astronauts on Instagram doesn't make sense, too. So, you know, really depends on what is it that you're going out there to look for. Because you have from headhunters to job portals to, I find in my own personal experience, word of mouth is the best way to get good candidates.
So, on that note, right, we've been talking quite a bit about whether it's better to go broad and cast, you know, as wide a net as possible in the hopes of getting a lot of candidates and then you sift through it, or going specific for your hiring process. Which do you think is better, I suppose, and what suits what kind of job?
So I think if you're looking for, you know, entry-level kind of candidates, then going wide makes sense. But if you're looking at a specialized job, then I think going much more focused is important. But I still come back to my original point about being very, very clear about what the job requirements are, both in terms of what is required of the individual in the job, what is the culture of the company, what are the expectations. Because I always find that during interviews, sometimes there is a tendency to paint a totally rosy picture. And then candidates come in and, you know, they kind of get a bit of a root shock. So I've always found that it's better to kind of put a very clear picture on the table to get them to understand that this is what you can expect when you come in. And you better think about, is this the right place for you to come? So you know how you go for interviews and people will say to you, what didn't work? Why did you leave your last job? And we always think, we prepare for this question, and then we think about all the right things to say. So when I conduct interviews, I would usually try and meet them in a very social kind of setting, get them relaxed, and then I will say to them and I ask the question, tell me honestly what didn't work, because then I can tell you whether this is the right environment for you to be in. And I've always had candidates who join the organization then come back and tell me, you know, I'm really glad you told me that because I knew what I was walking into. So I'm not sure these things, how can you say it in an ad? Now, if you cast the net very wide, you get a whole lot of candidates, and then you have to sit and sieve through it. And again, you know, the letters that you receive may not necessarily tell you exactly what those candidates are about. So there's a lot of time and effort that has to be put into sifting through these applications, conducting the interviews, doing the tests, and determining who is right and who is not.
So on that note about honesty, right, I do think that it can be very difficult in an environment and atmosphere where both sides are expected to essentially sell the other on yourself, right? You're supposed to tell the company, this is why I'm right. The company wants to tell you, this is why we're right. How can you foster that sense of honesty then in the process? Because I think what you're describing, this idea of actually really being able to tell somebody, look, this might not be for you because of XYZ, that sounds really appealing, but I would imagine that it's hard to instate for people who aren't used to it.
It definitely is hard for people who are not used to it. But I think from the company's perspective, they also have to think about how much of effort and time you put into advertising for a job, sifting through the applications, interviewing, and then they come onto the job and you go through induction, training, all kinds of processes. And 3 months later, the person doesn't like the job or decides, I've got a better offer and I'm leaving. So this painting a rosy picture just to make sure you get a candidate to take on the job, in my own experience, has never worked. So I do feel as much as it's uncomfortable, I think it's important, maybe not at the first interview, but at the second interview, to kind of put the cards on the table and say, look, you will be expected to work long hours because that's the nature of the beast. But here's how we try and compensate for it. And if you can't do those long hours, then maybe this is not the job for you.
And just going back, talking about social media, how has social media changed the way companies hire? Is it still considered unconventional or will it become the norm?
I'm not sure it'll become the norm because I think people, employees also take very easily to social media to post, once they leave an organization and if they're unhappy about the organization, they post all kinds of comments on social media. Employers go on social media to check on potential candidates. So definitely social media has changed the way, recruitment takes place. But will it become the absolute and only one channel for recruitment and hiring? I don't think so. It'll always be one of the many. And you will also use social media. Organizations are already using social media to create their brand persona and build their reputation. But I still think many of us will be checking in with our friends or people we know have worked with an organization or with people to find out more.
Indy, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome. Bye.
Bye, Indy. That was Indira Nair, founder at Influence 360, talking to us about really some of, I guess, best practices when it comes to hiring, because yeah. We just saw NASA hiring astronauts. Again, if you haven't seen the post on Instagram, it's pretty delightful. Lots of cool shots from space. But that just got us thinking about how it's become another avenue for people to post about open spots, right, yeah. Within the organization and whether that's the best way. So we want to know what you think. Is it better to cast a wide net or, go quite narrow and specific? And also just how did you get your current job? You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.